So tell me what you're working on right here, right now.
This is an executioner's hood for the Shrek the Musical, for the character Thelonious. He's the executioner for Lord Farquaad. It's a basic coif or quaff, depending on how you want to pronounce that, pattern. European 4-in-1, the most basic pattern there is.
Most basic pattern of chainmail assembly, you mean?
Yes, the easiest sheet pattern that they make. Most commonly used for like armor and that kind of stuff. But also good with cosplay, like in this case.
Well, it looks like almost like the real thing.
This is the real thing. The only difference between this and what you would wear if you were marching off to the Crusades is this is made from aluminum, just for weight purposes. But I do actually make that grade of armor as well with other metals, steel, stainless steel, titanium, copper. Anything that you can make wire out of, I'll make chainmail with.
Wow. Now I see a tray of small little clips of
jump rings.
Metal. Say it again.
These are called jump rings. These are the individual links. After the wire has been spun and cut, I then go through individually and open these one at a time with my pliers so that I can put them into the weave.
So tell me, how do you put this together? Walk me through maybe setting a ring or two.
Okay, well, we've got a basic 4-in-1 pattern. That means there's 4 links attached to each one individual. So we've got our chain here. It's the second row. And that one link right there will have 1, 2, 3, 4 separate rings going through it. Each individual link will have 4 links hooked into it, and it keeps expanding into this pattern.
So you're taking these split rings and you're putting them on, connecting them to 4 other rings in the shroud, and then you're twisting it closed.
Yep. I twist them shut. I run my fingertip over it each time when I close one, because it leaves metal shards, and sometimes you can't tell if you've got it butted up to each other. Because any little defect like that, those lights on the stage will hit, and it'll look like he's got fluorescence on his head. One at a time, you just keep expanding that. In this already, I have 3,600 links plus already in this. In a half pound of links, there's 1,800 plus jump rings in the aluminum of this size. And I've already put an entire pound on here. So yeah, I'm about another 1,800 right here to go in. And so yeah, we're closing in on 4,000 rings already on this, and it's only about half done.
Oh really? It's only half done?
Oh yeah, yep. This will actually hang clear down onto his chest and behind and over the shoulders. Right now, this just kind of looks like a black stocking cap and comes to the neckline, something like that. And it'll actually close down completely over his face, just like this, to hide his face entirely. But from the inside, it's no different than having an eyelash over your eye.
No kidding. So then why are you making it in the shape of, why is it open on one end then?
Or have you just not gotten to that part yet?
I just haven't got to closing it. I picked one spot and I'm expanding now.
Oh, okay.
The circular part up here, this is expanded 4-in-1. So every other row, I add more links to make it wider and wider. From here down, it's just the basic 4-in-1. I'm not making it any bigger now. So as I go around now, it'll start to close it, make it more like a large black metal sock.